the bottom. V'hainu d'chsiv v'yoyim ha'shmini shilach esa'om v'yivolchu esa'melech. This was after Chanukah Beis HaMikdosh. Shlomo HaMelech sent away the Om. V'yelchu li'yohaleihem smeichim v'toyve leiv al kol ha'toyve asher osa Hashem l'dovid avdoi u'li'yisrael amoi. Now the Gemara is going to start explaining this pasuk. Val yelchu liyoholeihem shemotzu nishayseyem betare. When they came back, there were 14 days of Yemei HaMishte. When they came back, motzu nishayseyem betare. Smeichim shenenu miziv ashchine. They were Sameach, they were Zeicha to be Nene Miziv Ashchine, V'toivei Leiv, Shenis Abru Nishoiseyem, Shekol Echod Ve'echod V'yoldo Zocha. The Mashmois of V'toivei Leiv, Sheyoldo Zocha, so others want to say, because the Halacha is Yoldo Zocha, Mevolchim HaToiv V'hametiv. The translation of a hatoiva hametiv is there's a double toive. There's a toive to oneself, and there's a toive to the isha. So that's, there's when a leida zocha brings down a toiva kfula. The loshen toive leiv is a loshen rabim. Bais tois, there was a toive for both of them. That's how Chazal gathered that they were zeichet to have schorim. The Ben Yoyodo wants to say, Al Pi Darkoi, why was it that right after the Chanukah Beis HaMikdosh, they all were Zoiche to Schorim? So he says, Chazal tell us, Isha Ki Sazriya V'yoldo Zocho, that Leides HaZocho depends if the Isha is Mazriya first, so then there's a Leide Zocha. The Ish is Mazriya, so then there's a Nekeve. So he says, since the Anoshim came back, they were Nizdachach, and they were Nenem, Iziv Ashchine, so the whole Inyan of Chibur Imishtoi, they were Rochik from that. So it came out as Ishtoi, Nizras Tchile, so Mamela, that's why Yoldo Zocha. The Maral says, Al Pi Darkoi, as follows. Since they had ended the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash, they were zeiche to a gewaldike madrege, which brought about Shleimus HaOilam and Kiyum HaOilam. That was the binyan Abayis that came about through Klal Yisrael. So therefore they were zeiche Motsu Nishayseyem Betare. That's an Indian of Shleimus. Shari Beloy Isha is, so there's missing the Shleimus. The Shleimus comes together. Chibur Ishim Ishtoi. And since they brought into the Oilam an Indian of Shleimus, so they themselves were Zeicha to an Indian of Shleimus. And Zocha, Yoldu Zocha, that is an Indian of Binyan Vikiyam HaOilam. That's why a Zocha is called a Ben, a Loshen Binyan. So that, since they were Misaviv, they brought about Shleimus HaOilam and Kinyan HaOilam, so Mida Keneged Mida, they also were Zeicha to this Madrega of Shleimus, Shemotzu Nishayseyem Betare, they were Zeicha to Leida Schorim, which is an Inyan of Binyan in Kiyam HaOilam. Now the Gemara explains further. Al kol ha'toive asher osa Hashem le'David avdoi uli Yisrael amoi. Le'David avdoi shemoch aloi al oisoi ovein. For to the Maise and the Shus of David, the Yoren was zeiche to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Maral explains, this was the complete shleimus of the Beis HaMikdosh, that the Yoren wasn't the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that came about through David HaMelech. So the Olam knew, Klal Yisrael knew, that Rebbein Shalom was Moichel David HaMelech on that Oven. The Maral also says that could be this was only possible to occur through the Binyan Habayis. The Beis Hamikdash is called Levonayim. Shemelabnin Avoinoseyim Shel Yisrael. The Beis Hamikdash brings about Kaporis Avoinis. So that's why the Rabbeinu Shalom told him, B'chayecha, that this Yediyah, that the oven, whatever the oven was, it was an oven of Chilul Hashem, whatever the oven was only shayach to be nischaper through binyan habayit. So that was the toiva sherosa Hashem leDavid uli Yisrael amoy the ochelu avoin the yom kippurim. That means that in there were 14 days of mishtois in simcha. And in these 14 days, one of these 14 days was Yom HaKippurim, and they did not fast that Yom Kippur, they were Mamshech, the Simche, and the Mishneh, and the Rabbeinu Shlalom was Meichel them for not eating that Yom Kippur, and the Maral explains that this Inyan, what Klal Yisrael accomplished, this was the Binyan of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So this was greater than the Madrege of fasting Yom HaKippurim, and that's why they were Take Nimchal. Let us see Rashi, the Yom HaKippurim, Sha'ochlu v'shosu b'chanukes habayis, k'dersiv esachag shivas yomim v'shivas yomim k'demrinen b'moyet koton. There were 14 days of mishtois. Undekamar shloimet. Let us go back to the Gemara. Udekomar shloime ki lekelev chai hutoiv min ha'arye hameis. That was one of the psukim which Rav Tanchum had a problem to understand. So the Gemara says that this posik is kidder Rav Yehuda Amarav. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav maider siv oidiyeni Hashem kitzi Umidas yomai mahi eido mechodel oni. There were three requests that David HaMelech was mispalo for. Let us see Rashi. Rashi is two pshotim. Let us see the previous Rashi. The kamar shloime ki lekelav chai hu toiv me arye hameis. Lav le'inich shivusa omru alinyin hilche Shabbos v'yomtev. This pasuk was said b'negeya hilche Shabbos, that a kelav chai is more choshuv than arye hameis, than a melech hameis. We'll see the Gemara Amud Beis what this is speaking about. David HaMelech was mespal haydiyeni Hashem kitzi. So Rashi says in the first pshat ha'asidois lovo yolai. The Benishim should tell him what's going to happen with him. Umidas yomai kamo yemei chaya. That was the second request. How long he's going to live? Mechodel oni ve'eze yoim ani chodel ubotel min ha'ilum. What day of the week the David HaMelech will be nifter from this world? And on the side there's another girsa lishna chine kitzi minyan shnoisai. The amount of years is going to live. Midas yomai be'eze yoim bashono. How many days in that year he's going to live? Ledas minyan yomai shani miskayim bashona achayna. The amount of years he's going to live and the amount of days in that year, how much he's going to live. That was a bakoshe from the David HaMelech to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Midiyeni Hashem kitzi midas yomai mai. Eido mechod eloni. Omar David of Nekodish Boch. Ribbeinu Shloim Aydiyeni Hashem Kitzi. Omar Loi Gzeira Him Lefonai She'ein Moidiyin Kitzoi Shel Bos Ovedom. That is not something that is told to a Bos Ovedom. Omidas Yomai Mahi Gzeira Him Lefonai She'ein Moidiyin Midas Yomov Shel Odom. The Eido Mechodiloni Omaloi Bishabis Tomus. Which day of the week he's going to die, that the Rabbeinu Shalom told them that he's going to die in Shabbos. So he had a request, almost be'echad b'shabes, amalek varigia malchus shloima bincha, bein malchus negas b'chavota afilo kemole nima. There's already nigzar that shloima should become a melech on echad b'shabes on Sunday, so memele, there can't even be a mashu of that day that you should still be existing, because then your malchus is Negeya and the Malchus of Shloime. Almost be'erev Shabbos, so the next bakosha was that he should buy Erev Shabbos. And we'll see in Rashi, it's a very interesting Rashi over here. Rashi says, almost be'echot b'Shabbos, why did he want to die on a Sunday? She'yuchlu lehis'asek bi u'behespedi. Very interesting. That he wanted they should be misasik. Shabbos, he can't be misasik, he can't be maspit. In Echad b'Shabbos, not, so he jumped to Erev Shabbos. The Mephoshim asked, if that was the whole Isik, so let him be Nifter Shabbos right before Nacht. I mean, what is the tikkun of Erev Shabbos? Erev Shabbos can also be Nifter before Nacht, so you'll have the whole Shabbos. Will be Yevshalis Asik Boy Ulahaspidoy. Okay, we have to understand what Rashi means. Al Koponim, that's what Rashi says. The Inyan was, there was an Inyan Lisasik Boy Ulahaspidoy, and he wanted it right after the Ptira, they should be able to be in the sky. So if not Echot B'Shabbos, it should be Erev Shabbos. So the Rebbein Shalom told him, Amaloi ki toiv yoim bachatzeirecha mei olef, toiv li yoim echod sha'ato yoishei va'oisek betoire mei elef oilois sha'osit shloima bincha lahakriv lefonai al gabi hamizbeach. That a person, days are choshev, one doesn't play around with days. What you can accomplish this Shabbos is toiv li yoyse me elef oyleis shosit shloime bin chalakriv. So memele, there's no cheshbin that's kedai to be oikel one day. Kol yoyme de Shabbate, so kaponim shloime, David HaMelech had this yediye that Shabbos is going to be nifta. So kol yoyme de Shabbate, abi yosef vigoris, Kula Yayme. So you learned the whole day. Rashi says, Kol Yayme de Shabbata shall call Shabsay Sashonim. He didn't know which year. About Kaponim Shabbos, he knew that he's going to leave this world on Shabbos. So it's Yosef Vigoris Kula Yayme. Have a Yosef Vigoris, Rashi says, Shlo Yikrav Malach Hamoves Eilov. The Malach Hamoves should not get close to him. Shatayre megine mimoves kedamrine besoite de beforshim say not mimoves, mimalach hamoves. He knew everyone has to die, but upon him, the malach hamoves should not become, get close to him. Should be a misa shaloya yidei malach hamoves. Ahu yoyme the boy lemeinach nafshei, that day that it was basher to leave this world, Come Malach HaMoviz kamei, so the Malach HaMoviz came, lo yochelei, but he was unable to get close to him. Lave posik pumei migirse. Omar, my avidlei, what can I do? How can I make that he should stop learning? Avalei bustene achoyre beise. There was a orchard that was behind his house. Also Malach HaMoviz solik ubochish pi'iloni. So he went up and he made a tremendous noise by the trees. That attracted David HaMelech. Nofak lemerzi. So he went out to see what's the noise, what's happening in his orchard Shabbos. Have a solik bedarge. So he went down a step. If his darge mitoise. So it seems that the step broke. Ishtik. So from the, like he lost his balance. Ishtik. So he was quiet. Now that means he had stopped learning. Sagabuch, we have a Meir de Kalimut. That means when he was going out to the orchard and he went down the ladder, it was like posik pumei migirsa. He was walking in the osabot. He had no shaykhis at all to posik pumei migirsa. When he lost his balance, it seems that then ishtik. Then he stopped learning for a minute in the noch nafshe. The Marsham wants to say be malabish the Gemara in a more tifere kavone. The Gemara says in Chagige that there were four people that were nichnesu lepardes. Ben Azai was hitzitz, and he was hitzitz umeitz. So he brings the Marsho, says in Chagige, the Indian of Pardes was a Dovor Godel Miyoid, was Dvorim El Yoinim. And the Marsho says, Da Yidei Roiv Dveikusoi, Bedvorim El Yoinim, Hitzitz Bo'oir, so Mamish, he was in Ganzen Arangeton in Dvorim El Yoinim Miyoid, Venisparei Hanefesh Min Haguf. Loi shava oidlem kaima. That means he was in ganzen madbik. He was, his whole machshove was dovuk in dvorim el yoinim, and it was, so the neshome left the guf. Rabbi Kiva did not go more than his seichel could fanem, v'yotzo b'sholem. That's how the Marsho says pshat and nichnasu lepardes. So Memele, so the Marsham wants to say that what the Malachamovis accomplished over here, he gave him a tremendous hisoyeris to be masig dvorim al yoinim yoit. He should more than his madrege, solik bedarge. He went over his madrege. And therefore, that's how the silik neshama occurred. That was a bechina of Mises Neshike. Shalach Shloime lebei medroshe. Shloime had a shayla then. Abo meis umutul bechamo. Uklovim shal beis avo reivim. Two shaylas he had. One shayla, what does one do with David HaMelech? It's meis umutul bechamo. And klovim shal beis avo reivim. And the klovim of David HaMelech were hungry. Moese. Sholchulei. So they answered him, Chateich Neveila Vahanach Lefnei HaKlovim. About the Klovim, they answered him first about the Klovim. How do you take care of the Klovim? Give them a Neveila. Vavicha Hanach Olav Kiker Eitinik Vetiltalai. And the Oifen to be Metaltal, David HaMelech is Davka with a Kiker Eitinik. Let us see Rashi first. So Rashi says, Solik ubochish bilani, mnaneya hamalach bilonis, the malach hamovis was shaking these trees, lashmi a kel tema, a kel that aroused the wonder of David HaMelech. Uklovim shall beis abo reivim, lishtei shaylis halolo hutzchach. He needed to know the answer of these two shaylis. And memele, They answered him what to do. So the Gemara says that's the last shur in the Gemara that v'layofa mashloime kilekelav chayu toiv min ha'ariyei hameis. So what? How do we see this? Shalatakon asaklovim leitzchichu l'shanois tiltol nevela. The tzayrich klovim they were matter tiltol nevela, even though nevela is mukze, they were matter it. In the Mestoma we paskin like Reb Shimon, that it's not the kitzer, even though Nevela Shemes by Bayim Al Kaponim, Latzerich Klovim, you can be metalto Nevela. Besa'arye Hameis also letalto Eleyede Kikeroitinik. One is not permitted to be metalto a mace unless one puts on top of the mace a kiker, a bread, or a small child. That's a kulu and hilchis tiltul muktzeh, which we normally do not find, that one is permitted to be metaltal a mace if the tiltal is not only a dava mukse, al yidei a tiltal one is being metaltal dvorim mutorim also. So in the, since we see that there was a greater cooler in Hil, for the Klovim than for David HaMelech, that was what David, what Shlomo HaMelech said, that, Lekelab Chayu Toiv Min Aryeh HaMeis. Lishna Achrine, second Pshat Rashi says, Shegdimuhu Tshuva Sakelab Letshuva Sa'aryeh Loshen Rabbeisai. That even though he had asked first the Shaila what to do with David HaMelech and then with the Klovim, they were Magdim, the Shaila of the Klovim. So I says, this is a greater Tzeirech. A Tzeirech HaChai is greater than a Tzeirech HaMeis. The Chasam Sofer brings down the Magen Avraham and Simen Shin Yud Aleph, brings a kasha from the Shlo HaKodesh. The Shlo HaKodesh asks this halacha that one is permitted to be metaltal a mace al yidei kika v'tinik. That is a kula nilchis tiltal a mace. If the tiltal is not a mace alone, there's something else besides the mace that one is carrying, so then one is permitted to be metaltal the mace. So the Mechaber says in Simen Shin Yud Aleph, so the whole necessity of a kika vitinik is only if the mace is not wearing any clothing. So then, by carrying the mace, so there's your metaltal mukze. If the mace is wearing clothing, so what you need your kika vitinik? You're being, besides the mace, you're being metaltal the clothing of the mace. That's what the Mechaber says. So the Shlo HaKodesh asks, David HaMelech was wearing clothing, so what was the problem? Why did they need a kikah v'tinik? It's not mustabe he was oh. That's the, so the Magen Avraham brings down that teretz, that, but one is not permitted to wear the begodim of a melech. So memela, so the begodim were also mukta. They had no shimush. So memela, they were just as good as the melech. So that's why they needed a kikah v'tinik. So the Chasam Sofer brings down that the Achronim ask, but a Shleimer was permitted to wear these begodim. So why, so Zweiter not Mukze? So the Chasam Sofer says that was Batsim, these two Shailas of Shleimer HaMelech. He says as follows, we find, the Medrash relates that the Chamoyer of Pinchas Ben Yoyer was Nizer in Dmai, a Milse de Chsiduse, a Chamer that belonged to Pinchas Ben Yoer, was Nizer in not only in Dvorim Asurim, in Milse de Chsidus also a Chamer was Nizer. So he says, there was never such a inyan, there was never such a time that Shabbos, the Klovim of David HaMelech, should be Re'evim. It wasn't such a thing. If the Chamer of Pinchas Ben Yoyer took care of itself, she'd be metaltal on the veiler for the klovim of David HaMelech. There never was such a thing. As soon as David HaMelech was nifter, so they're not anymore the klovim of David HaMelech. So they were ra'evim. So Shlomo HaMelech realized they belong to him now. So he realized that he's not now in the darge of David HaMelech. So he felt he was unable to wear the begodim of David HaMelech. So that was this double shaila. Now the shaila rose. Since the klovim were ra'evim, so he sees that he's not a mamali mokim of David HaMelech. So mamela, so mistame, he's not able to wear the begodim of David HaMelech. So now we have a double problem. So the chachamim taka answered him. The klovim taka, now you have to, they're talking not in this darge, but they're still hungry, so you have to give them a nevela. And David HaMelech is talking now a problem. So Mamela can only be metal to David HaMelech, how you then kick of a tinnik. Ule inyon she'elo de she'ilno kodomechoin. Now, we're really in the middle of a sugya. We started off that someone came to ask Rav Tamchim, Mal lechabayis batzina denure mikame beisha b'shabbat. And the shaila was, if one is permitted to extinguish a light, a ner, if there's someone that is sick, and there's pikuach nefoshes, and he's unable to sleep because of the ner, is one permitted to extinguish it? So he said now, so really the shaila was asked to Rav Tamchem. Rav Tamchem etoich anvesanusoi was mahapach. Linyan shaila de shailma kodameichan, the shaila which I asked from you. So let us see if we can figure out a tshuva to the shaila. Ner kruya ner, v'nishmasai shal adam kruya ner. Mutav tichava ner shal basar v'dam mipnei neroi shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we have a shaila, which ner has more importance, which ner should we be magdim to exist, so neroi shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a din kdima over the ner shal basar v'dam. Let us see Rashi. Linyin shelta d'mal l'chabois, d'sha'ilna kodameichoy, that I asked from you, derech hanova oma, d'havale l'meyme d'shiltan kodomai, they really asked Rav Tamchem d'shayla. Kruya ner, ner Hashem nishmas odom. Mutav tichobe neroi, shal boso v'dom. So Rashi says, lav mihoche yalef, chilu shabbos, the pikuach nefesh, nafkalon, mivachai bem, v'loi sheyomus bem. This is a very dramatic oifen how to be masber the halacha, but this is not the makor of the halacha. Elo lahatinon hadovor ba'agode ha-moishaches ha-salei. This is not londis. This attracts the hergeshim of the late. So why do you have to be margish hergeshim? Ashayla was there, so you answer. Lefisho yuboim lishmoya hadroshe noshim ba'amei ha'oretz. As we had mentioned yesterday from the goyin fakerta, this was very necessary. The halachas of pikuach nefoshes ha'nishol ha'reizek yeshoifach domim. If they don't know these halachas, everyone has to be aware of these halachas. So those who came to the drosha included noshim and amiyotz, you also had to know these halachas. Here we weren't, the moiches was not the ikah, the ikah was the lave. So memele, that is through the oifen hadroshe. That's why he answered on this oifen. Oma Rav Yehuda bereida Rav Shmuel bar Shiles mishmei derav. Bikshu chachomim lignois sefer kehelis. Mibnei shedvorov soisrim ze eze. It seems they wanted to be goynes. That means since there's a stire in divrei kehelets, and some people might come to wrong conclusions. So they wanted to be goynes the sefer, that it's not right that everyone should be able to see Sefer Kehelas, since they can come to wrong conclusions through the stiris. But if you can get a picture of what the Tachlis of Kehelas was from the Tchil and the Saif, so when you'll be miyashiv the stiris, you won't come to wrong conclusions. You see, the Mahalach of Shlaima Melech is Memele. Then I'll pee that derech. That's how you have to fa'em for the stiris. Chilosai divrei teire. Dechsiv ma Yisrael la'odom b'chol ha'moloi she'yamol tachas ha'shomesh. What Yisrael, what does a person gain from all the omo, all the yigiyah that is omo tachas ha'shemesh? In inyonim which are in yoni oylam hazeh, v'omri devei Rabbi Yanai tachas Hashemesh u de'ein loy. There's no Yisrael. Koydem Shemesh yesh loy. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says tchilosei v'soifoi v'koshkoim sheyesh oyd bintayim. it seems that if the tchil and the seif is with a bang, so mamela the bentayim is zicher on this rayim of divrei teure. Kaidem Hashemesh im yamel b'teure shekodmo l'shemesh yesh yisrei. That is the beginning of Kehelas. Soif ay divrei teure d'chsiv, soif davo hakel nishmo es elekim yirei ves mitzvaysav shmoir ki ze kol ha'odam. Pashtus, the Indian is, the Pashtus of the Gemara is that we see the Gevaldik Indian of Shmiras HaMitzvahs and Yiras Shemayim. What's the Seifai Divrei Torah? Mestome, it's not speaking about Limud HaTorah. It means, Tarkei HaTorah. Perhaps we could be mamtik, the Goin says, Ki ze kol ha'odam, ze es gematriye yud beis. The Goin says there are three chalokim in Torah. There's Torah shebiksav, Torah shebalpeh, and Sisrei Torah. And all these chalokim have pardes, pshat remes, drush soit. So altogether, Torah is 12 chalokim, kizeh, which is yud beis, kizeh kol ha'odom. An odom, the shleimus ha'odom is through the zeh. That's what the Goyim says. If a person knows all yud beis chalokim, that's kol ha'odom. So, according to the Goyim, it's mamish seifai divrei teire also. Mai kizeh kol ha'odom, oma rabbi elozo, kol ha'olom kuloi loy nivro elo bishvil zeh. The whole oilam, the tachlis of the whole oilam is only bishvil zeh, that means a person cannot exist without a universe, so the universe was created because of him. Rabbi bar Kahana omar, shokul zeh kineged kol oilam. Not that this is the tachlis of the briyas oilam, but al kaponim he's equivalent to kol oilam. Shimon ben Azai oimer, va'omri lo Shimon ben Zayma oimer, le'nivra kol oilam kuloi elo le'tzavois lo zeh. The tachlis of the whole oilam is to become mechuber, to become attached to such a person. As the Maral puts it, that this person is like the neshama to the guf, the whole oilam is like the guf, and becoming attached to such a person, so that is the neshama of the oilam. Al kaponim, that is soifai divrei teire. Umay dvorav soisrim zeze. Where do we find contradictions in Sefer Kehelet? Ksiv toiv kas mischoik. One pasuk it seems that kas is better than schoik. Schoik is not such a good midah. Kas is better. Uksiv, there's another pasuk that says l'schoik amarti mahoilol. Schoik is a very meshubach, very choshev. Ksiv, the third posik, now that's one stira. Ksiv is shibachti ani es ha-simche, that he prays simche, uksiv ula simche mazoi oiso. What does one accomplish with simche? So this poshit contradictions in Kehelis. Is loikashe, toiv kas mischoik, toiv kas, Shekoyes HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ala Tzadikim Ba'olam Hazeh, the Anhoge of Din, the Anhoge of Peronius that the Rebbeinu Shalom brings on the Tzadikim Ba'olam Hazeh, so this is much more fruitful Mischoik Shemesachik HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ala Rishoyim Ba'olam Hazeh. That means the difficulties that the Tzadikim encounter on this world is a greater advantage to them than the toivis that the Rishoyim encounter on this world. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Letzavis Tzavse, to become attached. Mehulo Meshubach, Mischoik shemesachik im reshoi. What do they gain? Shenoisim lehem shom esacheket. They have a time of toiva. Kidei lachilon chelkon uleterdom in ha'ilom habo. That means what they're receiving on this world is not l'toivoson. They're getting paid the schar mitzvah, which is really b'hai al meleke, which there's not enough in this world to pay for one mitzvah. They're getting paid with oilam hazeh for all their mitzvahs. And they're being completely shut off from oilam habo. Masha'in kein, the tzaddikim, when they're getting nanish on this world, so the onshim on this world are a fraction of the onshim la'osid la'avoy. Mefoshim give an example that when one watches the sun move, so on this world it looks like it moved a little bit, but really in the Rikiyah it moved very much. A dover cotton on this world, afyenevelt is big cheshbonis. So the onshim of the tzaddik is soivel on this world, that's toiv. He's gaining, he's getting a fraction of the onshim which he is deserving to get, lost lovoi, and he's ofkepato. So toiv kas mischoik. Ulischoik amarti mohilo, which is very mishubach, Zeschoik shemesachik hakadosh baruch hu im atzadikim ba'olam haba. This choik is gevaldik choshev. This chal la'olam haba. Veshibachti ani es ha-simche. Simche shel mitzvah. Ve'asimche shel mitzvah is meshubach. Le'simche ma'zoi oisa zu simcha shel eino shel mitzvah. Le'lamdecho. She'ein shchine shoyre loy mitoich atzvis. There is no hashchos hashchine when a person is otzeif, he's depressed. V'loy mitoich atzlis, v'loy mitoich schoik, v'loy mitoich kalus roish, v'loy mitoich simche, that's this girse, v'loy mitoich dvorim v'teilem, ela mitoich dvar simche shel mitzvah. Shenema va'ata kuli menagen v'hoya kenagen ha-menagen esehi olav yad Hashem. The Marsha seems to be geiris over here that not al mitoich dvar simche shel mitzvah, el mitoich dvar simche. The Marsha seems to learn as follows, that be'emesin hashroas hashchine does not come about through simche. Hashchos Hashchina comes about through the mitzvahs that a person does. The mitzvah is mashre the Shchina. So what is this pasuk that says shibachti ani es ha-simche? But even though the mitzvah mitzad atzmoi is roi to bring Hashchos Hashchina, but the person has to be roi for Hashchos Hashchina. And he could only be zeichet hashchos hashchine if he's in a matzav of simche. That's the hemshich in the Gemara. The hemshich in the Gemara is that simche can accomplish that the mitzvah could bring about, and it could be nidmar the hashchos hashchine. The mitzvah brings the hashchos hashchine, and the simche is machshir the person, makes the person fit to be mekabel d'ashros hashchina. And that is the hemshech of the Gemara. That, therefore the Gemara says, so simche shel mitzvah is not, it's a different, a simche together with a mitzvah, so the simche is gewaldik. And that's lil amdoch, shein shchina shoyre, loy mitach atzves, elo mitoich simche, nizmoichik simche shel mitzvah. We need the Ashra Shanema Va'ata Kahuli Menage. The Nigun was not a mitzvah over here, but Fakelt it brought about the mitzvah was the Ashros Ashchina, the Marsha says. But the Simcha enabled to bring about Ashros Ashchina. That's how the Marsha seems to learn. Rashi does not seem to learn like that. Rashi seems to learn this upset meyuchadike inyan of simcha shel mitzvah. Rashi says, let us see all the Rashis. Simcha shel mitzvah kegoim achnosas kala. Seems Rashi is looking for a mitzvah that comes with simcha. I don't know if Rashi means achnosas kala is the mitzvah of the sameyach on the kala. Rashi, it's a very interesting Rashi. A simcha shel mitzvah. Schoik, schoik mamish, shein das soichek mi yusheves olof. Schoik means, it seems, laughter when the person is not be yishuv adas. Afilu einoi shalotzain, mikol mokim ein bo yishuv. If a person is not be yishuv adas, they cannot not be yashros hashchina. Kalus roish, that's lotzain. Kuli menagin, mitzvehi bahashrois olof shchina. Rashi, it would seem that, and the Maral Taka says pshat, that there's a simcha shel mitzvah. A person is bishlei musay when he is besimcha. But there's two types of simchas. There's a stamazaya simcha, and that will not bring about a shleimus gemura. Then there's a simcha shel mitzvah. Either the mitzvah alone is a mitzvah shel simcha, like hachnosas kale, or the simcha is to mitzvahi lahashchis olav shchina. Here the simcha is to bring about the kiyum mitzvah. Al kaponim, this simcha is meshubach. V'shibachti ani es ha-simcha. Omar Rav Yehuda v'chein l'dvar halocha. Just like we need a machshir of simcha in order to be able to be zeichet hashchos hashchine, in order to have psichas halev, one also needs simcha. That's also v'shibachti ani es ha-simcha. It brings about psichas halev, that one can be masik advar halach, he can understand advar halach. Omar rove v'chein lachaloim toiv. What does Rashi say? Lachaloim lidvar aloche tzorich liftoyach b'mili dibdichusa bereishe. One should start lidvar aloche in understanding. Lachaloim toiv in bolishon. This is tamazaya simcha, it would seem. In bolishon mitoich simcha marin loy chaloim toiv. This perhaps we can understand. The Ramchal explains that the neshame, which has many chalokim, is a dava ruchni, and really it has a tremendous shaykhness with the koiches haruchnim that are ba'olam. Now the neshame is attached to the guf, so therefore since it is attached to the guf, it is unable to have a shaykhness with the dvorim haruchnim sheba'olam. When a person sleeps, so this kesher that the neshama has to the guf becomes a little untied, and then the neshama is able to be nis'ale and to get ruchni yistika hasogis. At heichen advorim agiyim, they say over from the goyin, and the goyin says this in Mishlei, that the only reason the Rabbeinu Shalom created sleep is the dvorim, the things that a person is unable to understand b'hokitz, he's able to understand b'chaloyim. Yidiyas or asidis also can come about through a chaloyim, and that it comes about also that the chelke haneshame, which become unattached to the goof while he's sleeping, are able to find out yedias, and it gets back to the goof, and the person finds about it through a chaloyim. So the person again has to be mukhshar in order to get these yedias. So lachaloyim toiv, that he should be zoiche to achaloyim toiv, and to be masig achaloyim toiv, you need also a preparation of simcha. Al Kaponim, the Gemara is not going to ask a kasha on the memra of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Lidvar haloche, one needs simche. Eini, for Omar Rav Gidl, Omar Rav, Kol Talmud Chochem sheyoyshev lifnei Raboi, ve'ein siv soysov noitveis mar tichveno. Talmud Chochem that is learning and there's no aimer, there's no fear. So that's not the correct way to learn. Shenemar, it says in the Pasek, Siv Soysov, Shoshanim, Noitfis, Moir Oiver, Artikri, Moir Oiver, Elo, Mar Oiver, Artikri, Shoshanim, Elo, Shoshanim. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Noitfis, Mar, Merirus, Machmas, Emo. There's a tremendous there's Atzvus and Meriris. Atzvus is Treif, Atzvus is a matzav of Yiyush, and Meriris is, it seems, a mount of tremendous seriousness. Machmas Eimo. So, those who are learning, it is necessary to have a Meriris, a Eimo. So the Gemara says, Loi Kashe, Ho Berabe, Vaho Betalmud. The Rebbe needs the simcha. And the Talmud, who is still in the darge of being mekabel the Torah, he needs this eima. V'boi yis eima ho v'ho berabe. Ubot chi rabonon. Something on a lighter vein, and there were besimche l'soif Yosef be'emese uposach b'shmaite. Agavuche the Ramchal, when he speaks about limud ha'Torah, he says as follows that a person should realize the greatest hashpah that one can be zeiche to is limud ha-Torah. That is the greatest hashpah that the Rabbeinu Shloilom gave to Klal Yisrael. But le'indach gise, when a person is learning, he has to realize the magnitude of what he is oisik in. A type of a mashal, one will give someone precious stones. But the mekabel has to realize that what this the value and the magnitude what he of his matone. When a person is learning, the Ramchal says it's meiridik. What the simcha should be tremendous, realizing what he is getting. But lidach gis it should be gilu berada. He should realize the shiflus ha'adam and the raimimis of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam who is being mashpia. This hashpah, and if one would have a correct picture of what is occurring, b'shas one is learning the magnitude of what is occurring, then there is a gilu b'roda. So kaponim, it seems it is necessary to have this yire b'shas the learning. The Ramchal says moiridik. If a person does not have this hashkofes, so the learning loses kemat all of its chashivas. So al koponim, there's an inyan of noitveis moir, that is an inyan of eime that is necessary by bishas limud ha-Torah. Va'av sefer mishlei bikshu lignois. They also wanted to put away, to hide sefer mishlei. Shoyu dvorim soisrim zeze. They also there were contradictions in Sefer Mishlei. Umibnei ma loigonzu. Omri, they said Sefer Keheles lav aininon vashkechinon taime. We were ma'ayin in Mishlei and in Keheles and were miyashiv these days. Ochenami laino. We also should be ma'ayin. Umay dvor of soisrim zeze. There are two psukim. One pasuk says, "Al tam ksil ki ivaltoi." Don't answer a ksil with his narishkeit. Uchsiv anei ksil ki yivalta. You should answer a ksil. Leikash, ha bedivrei teire. If the ksil is coming with divrei teire, he's coming with divrei teire, he wants to disprove divrei teire. Then, als the kovod ha-teire, the chshivas ha-teire, you have to answer him. You have to be seicher him. But the goyin says, you can't answer him with seichel, because he's a ksil. Then, anei ksil ki ivaltai, with his shtusim, with his type of kashas, you have to transmit with him. With your kasha, he has to disprove him. That's when divrei Torah are involved. Ha b'mili d'alme, but when the only thing that is involved is mili d'alme, so then al tan ksil ki valtai, don't get into a discussion with him, don't get into an argument with him, let him remain right. Ki ha dahu da'osa l'kami d'rebi. A person once came to Rebbe, Omalei, and he told Rebbe, Ishtecha Ishti, Ubonecha Bonai. He has news for Rebbe, that he was Mizana with Rebbe's wife, and the children are his children. Rebbe did not want to, so now it comes out his children are Mamzerim. Rebbe did not want to disagree with him. Kala Paisel, Bemumai Paisel. Mustama, if he's speaking, he wants the Paisel, Tashere Kinder, Mustama, he himself is a Mamza. he didn't want to get involved in any arguments with this person. Omalei, Ritzaimcha, Shetishte Kaishel Yain. Okay? Thank you for this idea. It's good to know. I mean, so he offered him a Kais of Yain. Shasa Upoka. So he drank this wine and he died. The Maral explains this, that sometimes when it is necessary for a tzaddik to be mashpil himself, to be machni himself for a roshe, sometimes the Ashgoch al Yain is misav of this, but the roshe will pay. That means here he was machni himself to this avil, he didn't want to disagree with him, and the end result is Kais Shal Yain became a Kais Shal Tar Eilon. This brought about the Sof to this person. Also lekame d'rabchiyah. A person came to Rabchiyah. Omalei imcha ishti va'ato bni. Now he's telling Rabchiyah that Rabchiyah is a mamza. Omalei, so Rabchiyah also did the same thing. He felt indebted to him. Shasa upoke. Amar Rabchiye, ahanili tzloise de Rebbe de Leile Shavye Mamzeri. This, I think, is the girsa of the Maram. The Rebbe kave matzli omar yirotzein mulfonecha Hashem olekeinu shetatzileini hayoi me'azei ponim u'me'azus ponim. So the Maram says pshat that, let us see Rashi. Rashi says, me'azei ponim shelo yazikuni, that they shouldn't be mazik me, u'me'azus ponim shelo yeitze olai shem amzeris, duhu az ponim. So Rabbeinu HaKodesh was mispalo that smeiridik, that he could sometimes put a label on a person, he's a mamzer, and the label will stick. Rabbeinu HaKodesh, he was in the public limelight, and he had a fear of the din, he had a lot of sonim. So Memele, he was afraid that someone could put on a label that he's an asponim, he's a mamza. So he used to be mispalo, may azusponim. So the Maram learns pshat that Rabchiyo, it's a chotkelan from Rebbe. So he also was mispalo, this tefillin. And so for Kerzi, he was toiler, his atzloche, because of the tefillah of Rebbe. Rebbe used the tefillah, and he also was mispalo, this tefillah. So the Mele, that's why he was Taylor, that's Locha Hani Li, Sloisei de Rebbe, the Leshavye Mamzeri, that I shouldn't become a Mamzer. The Sarashi learns Azus Ponim is, that's the shame, that's the label of Mamzeris that can be put on a person. The Maral says that there are two types of people. There are one Azay Ponim and one Azus Ponim. What is the difference? So the Maral says as follows. There's one person, he's a Roshe. But Azus is, I mean, Chutzpe, Vinisht, Vi, you have to have guts for that. So there's some that fall into the category of Azay Ponim. That means if there are two, Kivin, like the Gemara says, Kivin the Isla, me the Messiah, me easy, me easy. If there's two together, that's not called a real Azus Ponim. The Azay Ponim, with two of them together, they can work with Azus. One encourages the other, but they don't have the guts themselves to do it. Azus Ponim is, he's a Heftza of Azus, alone, not anyone. That one is Gosh Eklech. That's, so, Mestame, that means it seems these were Yechidim that went over to Rebbe and to Rabchiyah. This wasn't Azay Ponim. This was Azus Ponim. There was a special Bakosha on this. One has to be Mefaret Tzrochem. So there's Azay Ponim and Azus Ponim. B'divrei Teire Mahi. In Divrei Teire, when Divrei Teire involved, when one is, Axil is contradicting Divrei Teire al Yedei Divrei Teire, then you have to answer him Ke'ivaltoi. You have to answer him with his kasha and disprove it. Ki ha de Yosef Rabban Gamliel, the Kodosh,